Good morning.
早安。
I am delighted to be with you today to bring a word from 2 Timothy.
今天早上我很开心可以带给大家从提摩太后书里面一个的奇句。
And that word is continue.
这个在英文里面是继续持守。
What the Lord has begun in your life.
神怎么样在你的生命里面开始。
Planting a seed that grew into sincere faith, continue.
神开始把一个的福音的种子放在你们的心里面，让你们可以成长，成为信徒。
Saving you and calling you to a holy life, continue.
拯救你，护照你，让你可以成为一个过一个敬虔的生活，这个是持守。
Remembering you and praying that you will continue.
纪念你，为你祷告，领导你可以持守。
Staying faithful to God's word and guarding the gospel, continue.
让你可以在正道上面的继续，这个就是也是持守。
This is the Apostle Paul's urgent plea and reminder to his dear son Timothy.
这是使徒保罗他在那个在提摩太后书里面向他的属灵的儿子提摩太所讲的。
And this is the passionate prayer of our church for the next generation. Continue.
这个是也是我们心里面紧迫的，为我们下一代，我们教会的祷告。
In November 2013, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Carey, sounded this alarm as he spoke.
在2013年的十一月，英国的圣公会的大主教，那个坎特伯雷大主教。凯利他这样子发出这样的警告。
He said, the Church of England is just one generation away from extinction.
他说英国的圣公会只要隔一代可能就要消息灭绝了。
He warned that the church can disappear within 25 years.
他说可能在25年之内圣公会就会消失了。
Unless it can attract more young people now.
除非他们今天就可以吸引更多的年轻人来到。
They had estimated 85 million Anglicans in 1991 to 2002.
他们估计在1991年到2002年大概有8500万的圣公会的信徒。
But in 2013, less than 1 million were attending services.
但是在2013年他们只留下大概100万的信徒。在教会圣公会里面的崇拜。
Is it even remotely possible that the church can become extinct or cease to exist?
这个可能吗？在我们的这个微小、这个遥远的那个估计里面，可以教会可以在这个情况之下消息吗
？With so few in number, this was a real concern in the early church, especially with persecution.
在早期的教会里面。因为人数稀小缘故，这个是他们的很大的忧患。
And today it continues to remain a concern if we neglect to continue.
今天如果我们教会疏忽这样子的情况，我们可能要走到灭亡。
Especially true in recent times, there will be terrible times, but continue in the Lord.
特别是在近年。我们有危险的日子，但是我们仍然要在主里面持守正道。
There is so much godlessness, confusion, and mental health crises to navigate.
在世上，我们真是有很多不信神的、很迷乱的，甚至在精神、心理健康上面很多的危机出现。
In 2 Timothy 3:1, the Apostle Paul warns, "But mark this." There will be terrible times in the last days.
保罗在提摩太后书三章一节，他这样子说：“你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。”
Terrible times in the NIV is also translated as difficult times, very difficult times in the ESV, and perilous times in the King James.
这个危险的日子在英文里面，在那个新国际版里面是翻译成为可怕的时代。在新译本里面是艰难的时期，然后在钦定本里面是险恶的时期。
These are dangerous times with the worst display of sin and ungodliness.
这个是危险的日子，因为这个时候最坏的情况就出现显露出来了。
The Greek word kalaipoi is rendered in Matthew 8:28 as extremely violent.
这个希腊的字kalaipoi 在马太福音8:28里面翻译成为是极其凶猛。
So these terrible times are marked with violence.
所以这一些危险的日子是充满暴力的。
And isn't this what we've been seeing in our world?
这个也是今天我们常常看见的。
Christian parents thought they were sending their kids to safely navigate in a playground.
基督徒的父母以为他们就是让他们小孩好像今天很安全的在一些安全的地带游乐园里面让他们寻找方向。
But with all the changes in our society, in reality, our kids are dangerously in a spiritual battleground, not a playground.
但是在这个怎么都改变的时代里面，怎么罪恶险恶的里面，其实小孩子今天是在这种属灵的战争的场地里面，他们去生活。
And the enemy is effectively stealing away generations of church kids from under our nose.
其实我们的敌人今天已经慢慢的把我们家人的小孩一代的一代的把他们偷走。
In terrible times, sin is at its worst.
在这一些危险的日子里面，其实罪是走到最糟糕的地步。
There is unrestrained godlessness, loss of morality, rebellion against all authority, religious imposters, and idolatry.
这个时候是没有约束的无神观里面。在道德成人里面，在我们对权柄的反叛里面，当然是在宗教里面很多是骗人的事情，或是拜偶像的这些事情都出现了。
Sin breaks up our families and breaks down our communities.
罪可以破碎我们的家庭，可以分裂、撕裂我们的社群。
And it invasively saturates our society.
而且也是进入了我们的社会里面。
Evil goes from bad to worse.
作恶的憋越久越恶。
And Paul says, have nothing to do with them.
保罗说，你们要躲开，远避这些人。
God's people must not dance with sin.
他说，神的子民要离开罪恶，不能同流合污。
And Paul reaffirms to Timothy, everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness in 2:19.
在2:19，保罗这样子去肯定提摩太，就是说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Indeed, we live in terrible times, in perilous times.
是的，今天我们的生活中一个艰难的时期，一个的险恶的日子。
So turn away from compromise and tolerance of sin and continue in the word of God.
所以今天我们要远离一些容忍跟那个跟罪的妥协，然后我们要归向神的正道，坚持守主道。
Paul suffered hardships, but he continued until death.
保罗他虽然经历苦难，但是他仍然持守主道至死。
You know, he was in prison when he wrote this final and most personal letter to Timothy.
你知道吗？他写这个最个人的书信的时候，他其实在监狱里面度过的。
He is saying, Timothy, I have suffered hardships, and so will you.
他说，提摩太，我现在是在受苦，你要跟我一样。
So don't run away from it. Join me in suffering.
他说，不要逃跑，你要跟我一样一起的受苦。
Like any senior leader who saw his days are numbered, the older, bolder Paul passed on advice and insights to empower a meeker, weaker Timothy.
就是好像其他的前辈属灵领袖一样，他知道保罗知道他日子不多的时候，他就用他的经验，他的成熟属灵的成熟，去帮助提摩太，才增强他，让那个比较软弱的提摩太可以更加的坚强起来。
Empower him to accept the baton, as even as persecution worsens.
他让他加强他，让他壮大，你知道他可以接这个棒子。
Know that when Paul is writing 2 Timothy, we find that he is in an awful Roman prison. He was deserted and he was alone.
当保罗写这个书信的时候，其实他是在罗马的监狱，很可怕的罗马监狱里面，他是被离弃的，被当地信徒也离弃他，很孤单的。
And his trial was not going well, but the Lord was helping him by his side.
虽然他的申诉是不是很顺利，但是神是在他旁边一直的去帮助他。
Paul was suffering in chains for the gospel.
保罗是在受苦，在困锁当中。
Twice he said, "Do not be ashamed of me or the gospel." Twice he invited Timothy to join me in suffering for the gospel.
保罗两次的跟提摩太说，为福音的缘故，两次的跟他说不要为此。
Paul was near the end of his life.
保罗是到他日子的尽头了。
In chapter 4:6, it says, "The time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith."
但四章七节这样子说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
We find that Paul was the prison he was in was damp and he was cold because he asked Timothy, "Bring me my cloak."
然后再后，我们看见保罗。知道在这个监狱里面又潮湿又冷，所以他叫提摩太替他带外衣。
And despite being in prison on his last days, he asked Timothy to also bring him the scrolls and the parchment, meaning that he wanted to study the Old Testament Hebrew.
虽然是在监狱的艰苦的日子，但是保罗还是叫提摩太带他的书卷，带他的皮卷来，让他可以研读圣经旧约的话语。
When he wrote this, he was suffering hardships amidst intense persecution under Emperor Nero.
当保罗写这个书信的时候，他是在监狱里面，在极度的困苦、极度的艰难里面的受苦。
Remember that Nero had ordered his soldiers to set Rome on fire, and then he blamed it on the Christians.
保罗也是在极大的逼迫当中，你知道吗？尼禄王他是命令他的罗马的军事放火，然后接获那个基督徒。
So it was extremely dangerous to preach the gospel.
所以在当时候是非常难的去可以传扬主耶稣的福音。
And cruel suffering was a norm that accompanied true faith.
那好像是要残酷的那一些的逼迫，好像是跟着那一些。真信主的人好像是因为成为一个常态了。
But Paul stayed the course.
但是保罗他坚持守正道。
And he encouraged Timothy to endure suffering and to preach the gospel.
而且他也鼓励提摩太坚持下来，也去受苦，然后维持正道。
And according to church historian Eusebius, Paul continued to death and was beheaded by Roman officials.
然后我们看见历史学家教会历史史的学家优斯比乎，他也写到保罗最后是死了，他是被砍头的。
We find out that Timothy was blessed with a rich heritage of faith since infancy, but continued in salvation lifelong.
我们看见提摩太他是很蒙福，他是从小得到正道的传承，但他的一生仍然的继续持守救恩正道。
What is the treasure you wish to pass on to your children or to your successors?
我想问你们有什么的宝藏、珍贵的东西，你可以传承给你们的下一代呢？
At the end of your life, what is the wisdom, the life lessons, the secrets, and the legacies that you want to pass on?
当你的人生到尽头的时候，你有没有一些的智慧的言语，你有没有一些的人生的学习、秘密的传奇，可以传承给你们的下一代呢？
Have you shared your faith story with your children?
你们有没有把你们的得救悔改的要见证跟你们的小孩子分享呢？
Have you raised them in the faith at your home since infancy?
你有没有从小在家里面教导你们小孩学习真理？
It's really not enough to count on a few hours on Sunday mornings for the teachers and pastors to make it happen.
如果我们只是依靠 每一个礼拜几个小时来到教会里面，依赖一些的主日学的老师或者是牧长，他们去喂养我们小孩的时候，这个是真的是不够的。
In verses 14 to 15, it says, "And as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus."
14跟15节这样子说，但你所学习的，所确信的，是要存在信里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Now Timothy can thank his grandmother and his mother for the faith that is at work in him now.
在想，提摩太可以谢谢他的外祖母罗伊跟他的妈妈尤尼基，因为他们从小教导他真理。
What a gift and a treasure!
这个是个真的好宝贵的礼物，是不是？
He had someone who modeled and lived out the faith every day.
提摩太在他的生活成长里面，每一天都有他妈妈跟外祖母的身教去帮助他认识真理。
And they taught him the Old Testament scriptures that pointed to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, where salvation is found through faith.
而且他们也是言教，他们在从小就帮助教导提摩太认识旧约的圣经。你知道他可以明白耶稣基督就是神要派来的弥赛亚救主。
So guard the treasure, guard the good deposit.
所以我们要保护我们这些宝藏，一些宝贵的东西。
Guard your faith heritage and how the gospel had entered into your family.
我们要保护保守我们一些信仰的遗产，一些的传承。
This is a precious thing.
这个是多么宝贵的事情。
Timothy had such a spiritual advantage to know the Holy Scripture since infancy.
提摩太他从小有这个属灵的优势去学习神的话语。
Growing up with the Scripture since you were a baby is invaluable.
从小从儿时就可以开始认识圣经的时候是多么宝贵的事情。
It is so precious when you can't even remember a day without the Lord.
多么宝贵，因为他从小他没有一天没有神的话语跟他一起的。
Now this is a beautiful thing.
这个是个非常美丽的途径。
Most people will remember a before and after the moment where Jesus came into your life.
有很多人可能他记得他信主之前或之后发生的事情。
But for some of our church babies, they might not.Clearly remember the exact moment when they believed in Jesus and came to personal repentance.
可能在我们教会里面长大的小孩子，他们可能记不起他是哪一个的时间，他哪一个时光，他是去认识主耶稣基督，接受耶稣基督做他个人的救主。
Because they were so young when they received salvation.
因为他们从小就接受救恩。
But as long as it's clear that you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you can confirm it consistently, you are saved.
但是这个不要紧，只要到是他坚信神的道，他知道他的有救恩，有耶稣基督在他心里面做他的救主，这个鉴定就是很好。
At the beginning of chapter 3 verse 14, there are two little Greek words, sidē, which says, but you.
在三章十七节的开始的时候，有两个字是得，中文翻译成为“但你”。
And again, it appears in chapter 4, verse 5, "See they, but you."
在四章五节里面，这个其实也是同一个字，是“但你”，在中文翻译成为“你却”。
Small but very important that Paul was emphasizing to Timothy, "But you, you are different."
虽然是这么。好像是两个字而已，但是保罗在这边是强调跟提摩太说，但是你是不同的，但你。
Doesn't matter what everybody else is doing, but you have been loved by God from the beginning.
他说不管别人是怎么样，但是你是不同的，因为神在你从小开始的时候，神一直在爱你。
So don't fall in under the peer pressure.
所以不要就是因为跟着那一些同辈的压力。
You don't have to be just like the rest of the world.
你不需要跟世界一样。
You be who God made you to be.
你要成为神希望你成为的人。
Even if the ungodly live the way they do, but you are not to live like the ungodly.
就是这一些不信的人，他们有他的生活的方式，有些离开不敬虔的时候，你是不一样的，你要离开，你不要这样子。
Even if others abandon their past, but you continue, you remain in the things you have learned and have been convinced of.
就是有一些忘记他们过去所信的，但是你是不一样的，你要坚守，有坚守所学的，所确信的。
Even if others turn to agnosticism, relative truth, and stop going to church, but you continue to believe and trust in the Bible and worship the Lord.
就是其他人他们可能去接受那一些不可知论、无神论，或者是相对真理的那一些不去教会这一些的信仰一些的事情的时候，但是你是不一样的，因为你是相信主的，你是读圣经的，你是去崇拜敬拜神的。
I used to say that to my children all the time, but you are different.
我常常跟我小孩这样子说，但是你是不一样的。
You belong to Jesus.
因为你是属于耶稣基督的。
And we choose not to do that.
就真理可以帮助我们成为这样子。
Even if others are turning to all these other things, continue in your spiritual dwelling place instead of wandering and exploring every deception, distortion, and direction out there.
我们要继续的，我们自己要留在住在这个属灵的家，让我们不需要好像别人一样，我们在外面的世界、罪恶的世界流离。我们只接受这一些迷惑和迷惘的事情。
And God gave Timothy Paul, who considered him his dear son.
神给提摩太给保罗，让他认这个是属灵的儿子。
And Timothy held his mentor in high regard.
提摩太也是非常尊重他的师父。
In 2:2, it says, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people, who will also be qualified to teach others."
在二章二节这样子说。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Every growing Christian needs a Paul and a Timothy in their lives.
每一个成长的基督徒都需要在他们生命里面有一个保罗，一个提摩太。
To learn from a more mature Christian who models different spiritual truths in real life, and then to mentor and to disciple and inspire someone younger.
我们需要就是有这样保罗，可以让我们可以学习属灵的成熟，可以各方面的教导。然后我们也需要有提摩太，让我们可以启发别人，一些年轻的基督徒，让他们也可以成为神爱的人。
Verse 16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
十六跟十七节这样子说，圣经都是神所默示的，欲教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is God breathed and is useful.
全部的圣经都是神吹气，然后得益的。
It doesn't say some scriptures; it says all scriptures.
这里没有说是部分某一些的圣经，它是说全部。
And unfortunately, we live in a time when people selectively choose to obey God in the parts that they like and ignore parts that they don't like.
好可惜的就是今天我们很多人生活在这个情况，就是我们自己去选择哪一部分的圣经我们想相信，哪一部分我们不要跟随，不要遵守。
When God breathes, it gives life.
当神向我们吹气的时候，他给我们生命。
I am reminded at creation in Genesis 2, when God breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostrils, the man became a living soul.
我记得创世纪二章这样子，当神向亚当吹气，他鼻孔里面吹气的时候，亚当就成为一个有灵有活的人。
I am reminded in the Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel 37, when God told Ezekiel to prophesy for the Spirit of God to breathe life into the dry bones to stand alive.
我也记得以西结书37章这样子说，就是那些的平原的骸骨，神叫那个以西结向他们预言，就说他们的气势要，神要气势要进入他们里面，他们就要活了。
And I'm reminded after the resurrection in John chapter 20, when Jesus appeared to the disciples, he breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit.
我也记得约翰福音二十章二十二节，当耶稣基督他复活的时候，他向他的门徒显现，他向他们吹口气，他们就一起接受圣灵了。
And as God breathes into his word, his word powerfully is life-giving and purposeful.
当神向他的这个话语吹气的时候，他话语成为有力的，有生命，赐生命的，有目的的。
So how does the scriptures give life?
那圣经的话语怎么给我们生命呢？
First of all, God wants to reveal himself and wants us to know him.
首先，神希望能够显露，向我们显露自己，让我们可以认识他。
To be in a trusting and intimate relationship with God gives life.
当我们跟神在这个亲密、信任的关系的时候，这个就是给我们生命。
This is the reason why we come to church and we read the Bible and we serve and we are in fellowship to receive life, to be in relationship with God.
这个就不是为什么我们要来教会，我们要去侍奉，我们要读经，我们去祷告，我们要团契，我们侍奉各方面吗？因为这个是给我们生命的。
So let's pursue the relationship and not the rewards.
所以我们要一起的去追求神这样子给我们的一个生命，不是只是他带来的一些的好处。
The word of God will make you wise for salvation through discovering and walking with Jesus.
因为神他的那个智慧会帮助他的救恩会帮助我们去明白跟他的一起的同行。
Secondly, God's word is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
另外，神的话语是有益的，因为是帮助教训我们，督责我们，使人归正，教导我们学义。
God's word teaches us the truths of salvation and practical Christian living.
神的话语教导教训我们就是救恩的真理，让我们可以过一个敬虔的生活。
There are just so many things that we don't know, but we would be blessed to know it, to have it in our spiritual toolbox.
我们很多事情都不懂得，但是我们要去学，要知道，以致我们可以把它放在我们属灵的工具盒子里面。
So God's word rebukes and confronts our disobedient lifestyles and false doctrines to lead us into repentance and therefore into life.
神的话语也是督责我们，要我们懂得怎么面对我们不顺服的日子，然后以致到我们帮助我们，我们才会为我们的所做不对的事情，我们罪，我们悔改。
God's word corrects our wrong perceptions and straying unstable patterns to restore us closer to the center of his will.
神的话语怎么让我们使人归正呢？就是要帮助我们在一些不对的、不合神的观念，把它矫正过来，以致让我们更加的可以向着神，在他的旨意下面，我们的去生活。
God's word trains us to live in true righteousness.And to live by grace.
神的话语是帮助我们的，去教训，去训练我们，以致到我们可以在他的恩典跟义里面活。
Thirdly, God's word thoroughly equips us for every good work.
第三，神的话语是可以装备我们，让我们可以做他的善工。
Paul reminds Timothy that God's word will prepare him to accomplish all the things that God has ahead for him.
保罗提醒提摩太，就是神的话语可以帮他预备他，可以做各样的事情，各样的善工。
When God speaks into our lives, it changes us and transforms us to greater usefulness.
当神自己在我们的生命里面说话的时候，我们就可以，他可以改变我们， 它可以改造我们。
Some of us prefer to sit privately to study the Bible, and yet without any human interaction, we are just not complete.
有一些信徒可能很喜欢自己的读经，但是如果我们有没有跟别的信徒有相交的生活的时候，这个都是不完美的。
Bible study is important, but we need to add on a healthy dose of prayer, of worship, of evangelism, of missions, of service, of caring, of mercy ministry.
我们这读经跟查经是好的事情，但是我们还是要加其他的，我们祷告，我们侍奉，我们关怀人，我们要团契的相交的生活，我们有怜悯的那一些的事工，各方面这些都可以帮助我们。
And that will flex our spiritual muscles.
这个可以帮助我们建立我们属灵的肌肉。
I love it when people are excited to study the Bible.
我知道很多人，他们对于可以读经，可以研究圣经，他们很兴奋。
I always hear from those who join BSF and love studying the Bible with a group of like-minded people.
我常听见弟兄姊妹有一些去参加查经团契的，他们都很兴奋，他们很开心，因为可以找到志同道合的一些的信徒，可以一起的研读圣经。
And many of you have committed to read through the Bible with a Bible reading plan.
我们当中有一些可能就是每年定了他们的读经计划，可以跟着选择的那个计划一起的去研读神的话语。
And a few of you have committed to master Bible quizzing.
有一些甚至的他们就是去学习怎么样那些圣经问答的那一些的比赛这样子。
And others listen to really great sermons that are available so readily online.
有一些人可能常常在网络上面听一些的很好的讲道。
I don't get any commissions, but I endorse BSF, Bible reading plans, Bible quizzing, and any good sermon that is available.
我不是去赞助他们，但是我是非常的赞成，你们去参加查经团契，你们去参加，你们去读经，一些读经的计划，甚至参加一些的圣经问答的那一些的赛事。
So find every opportunity to feed your soul with God's word.
所以我们要把握每一个时刻，我们是去研读神的话语，去建立自己。
A final point: be faithful to all Scripture and continue.
最后，我们要继续遵守圣经。
Chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, in the presence of God and of Jesus, Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the gospel, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
四章一节开始这样子说，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并且用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些事父，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
At the end of Paul's earthly days, he has a few things on his mind. He is thinking about the Lord.
当保罗到他在世上临近的临终的日子的时候，他心里面想的都是神。
He is thinking about the final judgment.
他想到就是神的最后的审判。
He is thinking about building the kingdom of God.
他想到建立神的国度。
He is thinking that Jesus is returning anytime.
他要想到耶稣会再回来。
Do you remember that Jesus is returning?
你们还记得耶稣要再来吗？
Do you have the Lord on your heart and your mind all the time?
你有没有纪念神的心思意念常常在你的心里面？
So Paul's final charge to Timothy is to preach the word.
所以保罗跟提摩太最后的命令劝勉着说，务要传道。
Preach the Bible and preach about Jesus.
你们要传扬圣经，传扬耶稣基督。
Fire and brimstone, soapbox preaching with shouting and condemning and Bible pounding is probably not the most effective manner.
有些的传福音方法好像就讲火跟硫磺、火炉那些，那些大叫，那些去跟人家说你不信你就下地狱的这一些的方法，可能是不是最好的有效的一些传道的方法。
Instead, Paul mentions give great patience and careful instruction, requiring time and follow-up.
但是保罗在这边说，其实我们要用百般的忍耐，我们要专心的教训，跟我们要时间去跟进这一些我们传福音的人。
And Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Preach not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that the faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
保罗在哥林多前书二章四到五节这样子说，他说不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Sometimes the things that God impresses on us to preach at times are unpopular, are mocked, are offensive, are despised.
有时候神找我们这一些无论是传道或是弟兄姐妹去跟人家讲的那一些神的道理的时候是不受欢迎的，给人家叫嚣的，给人家就是顶撞的和宴席的，大家都不喜欢。
And instead they'll look for preachers who will preach what their itching ears want to hear.
我们都是去跑一些去找一些我们去听的时候我们有一个挑剔的那种的去听。
But we are to judge and discern what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is evil.
但是其实当我们去听到的时候，我们是要分辨什么是神的，是好的或是不好的，也是什么是属于神的，什么是神喜欢，什么是神不喜悦的。
We live in a season where people may want to pick and choose what to believe or not and how to live or not.
我们今天是生在这个时代里面，就是没有一些的人，他们来到教会的时候，他们是随从他们自己的意愿去挑他什么喜欢或是不喜欢的。
And many people in the world may come in with a DIY Christianity.
世人很多时候来到教会里面，他好像就是自己就挑选他自己愿意的东西。
They might say, "This worship is cool, but the snacks are bad."
他们可能说，哎，那个崇拜不错，但是那个他们的点心就不是很好了。
The preaching is good, but the rules are too strict.
他们可能说啊，讲道不错，但是他们里面的规矩太多了，不好。
The Sunday school is not interactive enough, but the vaccination policy is good.
他们说可能主日学哎不够互动啊，但是他们那个那个打疫苗的那个措施不错。
I like the way they teach about grace, but I might not agree about their same-sex relationships.
我可能喜欢他们教那个救恩恩典的那个的教导，但是我不喜欢他讲到他们那个同性婚姻的同性恋的婚姻的那个立场。
I like what Jesus says, but I disagree with Paul.
我喜欢听耶稣的教导，但是我不喜欢听保罗的。
There will be terrible times in the last days when even the pulpits and the pastors bend the scriptures to be politically correct.
在这个末世的险恶的日子里面，可能甚至我们当中的牧者，我们都需要为着他们教导圣经真理的时候，也是把他的政治正确化。
They turn away from the whole truth, the whole.Bible, all scriptures, and they turn towards partial truths.
他们可能带领他们的会众 离开正道，不是给他们一些部分的真理而已。
And that would lead us another step closer to extinction.
这个会更加的引导他们去更进一步的去那个灭亡之路。
In chapter 4, verse 5, here it is again. But you.
四章五节里面再一次讲到的你，但你。
Others may give up sound doctrine, may live in a lesser version of biblical truth to satisfy their lusts and justify their ungodliness.
别人可能会放弃真正的正道，然后去过一个不敬敬虔、不合圣经原则的一个生活，是让到他们过一个离开神的日子。
But you continue to be faithful and careful with God's ministry.
但是你要坚持的持守，去忠心，然后去做神的工作。
But you continue to be faithful and endure hardship.
但是你要继续的去忠心，配得起神的呼召，然后去经过忍受苦难。
But you continue to preach the gospel in every season, in and out of church, in person and online.
但是你要坚持去传扬这个真道，无论在什么时候，无论是在教会里面或教会外面，是在网上的或者实体的，你们都要去。
But you carry out the ministry to the fullest possible extent and accomplish what God has in store for you.
但你持守正道，你知道你可以带出神，显露出表现出神要你希望你可以做到的，把他的福音去传扬。
But you come back to church.
但是你要回到教会。
Bring your children back.
带你的小孩子一起来到。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
But you come back and serve alongside with me.
你回来，回到这边的时候，跟我们的一起的侍奉。
There are worse things than losing your life, losing your eternity.
在可能在你生命里面，可能很多有些事情你会失去的，但是不要失去你们的永生盼望。
The Bible provides us the solutions to terrible times.
圣经给我们在这个末世险恶日子一个答案。
God's word sheds light in a dark world.
神的话语可以灭绝这些的黑暗死亡。
So read it, know it, and obey it.
所以读圣经，遵守，然后顺从。
Avoid the faith extinction and continue in it.
你们要离开灭亡之路，信仰灭亡之路，持守主的真道。
We have been in a very difficult season of ministry.
我们这个时候其实是经过一个很艰难的去侍奉神的日子。
And I have been walking with you through it all.
其实我是跟你们一样，一同的去度过这个时期。
This is the message I give to your children. Continue.
这个的信息是我给你们的孩子，你们要持守正道。
Many are struggling and enduring hardship.
我知道当中很多人挣扎，他们有很多的苦难。
Many are discouraged and depressed and inclined to give up.
我们当中有一些人失望，他们是忧郁，他们是觉得很困难。
And this is God's word to all of us today. Continue.
这个是神的话语跟你说，今天跟你说，你们要持守，要继续。
Because we know He will help us.
因为我知道神会帮助我们的。
He will bring our mourning into dancing.
他会把我们的忧郁的、我们的灰心的，把它变成一个的跳跃。
The Lord will bring life to our dry bones.
神会把我们干渴的生命里面得到。生命跟那个滋润。
He will breathe life even when it's so hard, and He'll bring us back to life.
他会向我们的生命去吹气，让我们可以重新的在他里面前活生生的生活。
So I urge you to hold on to Jesus.
所以今天我提醒大家，鼓励你们，你今天要持守正道。
Hold on to His word, His holy word.
你抓紧耶稣，抓紧他的话语。
And hold on to each other and continue together.
我们在弟兄姊妹里面也互相的抓紧，以致到我们可以一起的持守正道。
Please pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, guard over our children in the spiritual battleground, that their hearts would turn towards you.
主啊，求你就是保护、保守我们的小孩子，在这个属灵战争的战场里面，让他们的心都归向给你。
And that they would continue in your word all the days of their lives. For this is the cry of our hearts.
就是他们可以继续的持守你的话语、你的正道，在他们未来的日子，他们都可以这样子。这个就是我们从心里面向神里的呼求。
We pray in the victorious name of Jesus.
我们是靠着耶稣基督得胜的名字而求。
Amen.
Amen.